他们必须透过布施他们的肢体，如眼睛、手等等，这是净波罗蜜。三、十种胜意波罗蜜，他们必须透过布施他们的生命来圆满这十种波罗蜜，这是胜意波罗蜜。
O Dugadadaya Adadi Bharami, if we summarize this Dadi Bharami, they are Dana, Sila, Samatha and Vipassana only. They are good Kusala Gama. They must fulfill this Kusala Gama by giving up animate and inanimate properties, their limbs, their lives. If you are a Bodhisattva, can you and will you try this parami? Will you try?
你没尝试吗？
If you can try, and if you also have received Shiva predation from a Buddha, then one day you will attain Savinyuta Jnana. But according to Theravada teachings, two Buddhas or many Buddhas cannot appear at the same time simultaneously.At one time, only one Buddha can appear. How long must they fulfill their bharami? For our Sakyamuni Bodhisattva, after he had received Shiva predation, he fulfilled the bharamis for poor Asankhya in 100,000 kappas. This is the shortest time. But before Shiva predation, we cannot say exactly how long it takes. So you should remember thataspiration of making wish alone is not enough to become a Buddha.
全部是三十种波罗蜜，如果我们总结这三十种波罗蜜，他们是布施、持戒、什么他和毗婆舍那而已，他们是善业，他们必须透过放舍有情和无情的财物、肢体和他们的生命来圆满这些善业。如果您是菩萨，你能够而且将尝试这些波罗蜜吗？如果你能够尝试而且已经从一尊佛得到受记，那么有一天你将证得一切资质。不过依据上座部的教法，两尊佛或更多的佛不能同时出现，在同一个时候只能够有一尊佛出现，他们必须圆满他们的波罗蜜，多长久的时间呢？对我们的释迦菩萨而言，从他得到受记之后，他圆满波罗蜜是阿僧祇劫和十万劫，这是最短的时间。但是在未受记之前，我们无法确定地说需要多久，所以您应该记住，单单意愿或发愿是不足够成佛的。
Any question?
有问题吗？阿罗汉有没有被受记啊？ Does the Arahan receive Shiva prediction? Did the Arahan receive Shiva prediction? 为什么受记成什么？就是以前啊，受记成佛啊，哦，成啊。This is Shiva prediction to become Buddha.
According to Theravada Bhikkhu, Arahant is last stage.
依据上座部的教法，这阿罗汉是最后的阶段了。
After Parinibbana, all will be finished.
波涅槃之后，一切就 finish 结束了。
Any question?
有问题吗？
Then please stop here for a while.
请休息一下，想方便的可以去方便。
Then we will continue question 8.
我们继续问题八。
When a Bhagati Savaka practice Samatha Vipassana up to Pichya Briga Jnana, Udiyavya jnana or Sankharupaka jnana. He will not fall into four abhaya after death. Even if they lost their samatha vipassana due to forgetfulness, the karma of practicing samatha vipassana will still exist. Sotanugata Sutta also says that they will quickly attain nirvana. Why did Sayaro in question 8 answer on June 2nd said that Bodhisattva who had received Shiva predation from a Buddha, even if they practice meditation up to Sankharupaka Jnana, will also fall from what Sutta it said so?
当一位本性声闻修习三摩地毗婆舍那到了颜色受制生灭智或者行舍智的程度，在他死后将不会堕入十二道。即使由于放逸而失去了他们的三摩地毗婆舍那，他们修习的三摩地毗婆舍那的业力仍然存在。苏达努嘎达经也说过， 他们将很快证得涅槃。为什么禅师在6月2日的问答中说，从佛陀得到受记的菩萨，即使他们禅修到行舍智，也会堕落？出自哪一部经说？
This is because the Bodhisattva way and Bhagavad Waka way are not the same. If you want to know the Bali text, then you can look at Buddha Vamsa Bali text and Cariyapitaka Bali text. Why? Although Bodhisattva received Shiva predation from a Buddha, their Bharami are not matured yet to attain Savinyota Jnana. They must fulfill their Bharami up to matured stage. For example, for our Sakyamuni Bodhisattva, after receiving a Shiva predation from Divangara Buddha, he must continue to fulfill his parami for 4 asankhya and 100,000 kappa up to matured stage. Between this peril, sometimes he will be reborn in an animal kingdom because of his previous akusala karma. At that time, he cannot yet totally destroy this akusala karmic force. So when these akusala karma are matured and ready to produce their result, he cannot avoid. He must receive their result. This is an eternal law.
这是因为菩萨道和本性声闻道不相同。 假如你想知道巴利经典，那么你可以在《佛种性》和《所行藏》两部经中查阅。为什么？虽然菩萨从佛陀那里得到受记，但他们的波罗蜜还没成熟到可以获得一切资质，他们必须实践他们的波罗蜜直到成熟的阶段。例如我们的释迦牟尼菩萨在得到燃灯佛的受记之后， 他必须以4大阿僧祇前和10万劫的时间继续实践完成他的波罗蜜，直到成熟的阶段。在这段期间，由于过去的不善业，有时候他会投生到畜生道。在那个时候，他还不能完全破坏这些不善业的力量，所以当这些不善业已经成熟而且将要产生结果时，他是无法避免的。
But for Bhagadisavagas, who had attained Pishyabhrika Jnana, Udiyavya Jnana, or Sankharupaka Jnana, their Bharami is matured to attain Magga Jnana and Phala Jnana. Due to this reason, he attains Magga Phala and Sinivana in his past future life. This is also an eternal law. This eternal law is only a karmic force, not a pramatha dhamma. Only pramatha dhamma are anicca. Karmic force is not anicca because it is the energy of kusala karma, which we can call parami. That kusala karma, especially kusala jedana, is pramatha dhamma. The energy of that pramatha dhamma is the karmic force, which is not pramatha dhamma.
但是对于已经达到颜色受智、生灭智或行舍智的本性声闻来说，他们的波罗蜜已经成熟，已证得道智和果智。因为这样，在他的下一世，他得到了道果，见到涅槃。这也是一个永恒的法则。这不变的法则只是业力，而不是真实法。 只有真实法是无常的，业力不是无常的，因为它是我们可以称为波罗蜜的善业能量。那个善业，特别是指善思是真实法，那真实法的能量是非真实法的业力。
Any question?
有问题吗？
Okay, we will continue. Question 9. An Arahant can also give Shiva predation to someone. What is the definition of Shiva predation here? From what soda or source?
一位阿罗汉能否给他人受记？在这里受记的定义是什么？ 在哪一部经或出处中有记载？
Please try to see Buddha Vansa Bali and Abhidhana Bali to know the answer. But not every Arahant can give Shiva prediction. Only Arahants who possess Deva Chakku Abhijnana, divine eyesight power, especially Anagadansa Jnana, which is a branch of Deva Chakku Abhijnana, can give Shiva prediction. They can see the future for a few lives only. They cannot see many asankhyas, kappas, because their psychic power are not so strong like Buddha's psychic power.
请参阅南传巴利文的佛种性和譬喻经，那你就会知道答案了。并非每个阿罗汉都能为人受记，只有具足天眼通，特别是未来智。 这就是天眼通的一个之分的人，才能为人受记。他们仅能看到人的未来几生而已，他们尚无法看到许多阿僧祇劫或劫，因为他们的神通力还没有像佛陀一样强。Any
question?
有问题吗？
Question number 10.
问题是,
can one discern practice vipassana while entering into nevasinya nasinya yarana samapati, from which soda or source it said so?
当进入非想非想出定时, 一个人能起观吗? 在哪部经或出处有记载?
While entering into any jhana samapati, one cannot practice vipassana. After emerge from jhana, one can practice vipassana meditation on that jhana dhamma. For example, if a yogi enters into nevasinya nasinya yarana jhana samapati, he cannot practice vipassana within that samapati. But emerging from nevasinya nasinya yarana jhana samapati, he can practice vipassana meditation on those nivasinya nasinya yarana jhana dhamma. Especially here, the 31 mental formations. This is mentioned in Anuvada Sutta in Upparipanasa. In that Sutta, Buddha explained in detail the experience of Venerable Sariputta. Within 15 days after attainment of Sotapanna Magga Phala,
当进入任何禅那等智时，他就不能修毗婆舍那。从禅那出来之后，他就可以以那禅那法来修毗婆舍那。举个例子，一位禅修者进入非想非想禅那等智，他就不能在此等智中修毗婆舍那。 但从非想非想等字出定后，他就可以在非想非想的禅那法，尤其是31个心所上修毗婆舍那。这在中部首五十经的水部经阿努帕达苏达有所说明，在此经中佛陀解释得很详细，有关舍利弗尊者在证得出果道须陀洹道果之后的15天的经验。
For example, Venerable Sariputta entered into Vajjhana Samapatti. He descends the 34 Vajjhana Dhamma one by one as Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta, by seeing their arising, static, and perishing away stages. He descends in the same way up to Aghijñāna Yarana Jhana. This is Anubhuta Vipassana. This is Anubhuta Dhamma Vipassana. The way of Vipassana to descend Jhana Dhamma one by one. But when he reached Nivasanya Nasanya Yarana Jhana Samapatti, he cannot descend Nivasanya Nasanya Yarana Jhana Dhamma one by one, but he descends them as a whole. This is called Kalapa Samasana Vipassana. Only Sakyamuni Buddha can descend Nivasanya Nasanya Yarana Jhana Dhamma one by one. Savakas like Venerable Sariputta cannot study this Nivasanya Nasanya Yarana Jhana Dhamma one by one because they are very subtle.
以舍利弗尊者进入初禅为例子，他以观初禅34种禅那明法的生住灭，来一个接一个的审查他们的无常苦无我。他以这样的方法审查至无所有处禅那，这就是随步毗婆舍那，或者一步一步的毗婆舍那阿努巴达维帕舍那，即一种以次第观察禅那明法的毗婆舍那法。但是当他到达非想非想禅那等智时，他就不能一个接一个的审查非想非想的禅那明法了，而只能整体的观察，这叫做具思维毗婆舍那 Kalapa Samasana Vipassana。 只有释迦牟尼佛能够一个一个的审查非想非非想的禅那明法，声闻如舍利弗尊者不能这样一个一个的学习非想非想的禅那明法，因为他们非常的维系。
现在是因为尼罗达什玛巴利欧嘎欧尼阿布达尼瓦辛亚纳辛亚纳迦纳 and not while entering into 尼瓦辛亚纳辛亚纳迦纳。You can see in the last chapter of Visuddhimagga, that is Nirodha Samapatti Samabhijana Katha. It mentions the Nirodha Samapatti according to Pali texts like Chula, Saunyata, Soda, Mijima, Nikaya, etc.
同样的灭尽定只有发在正的非想非想禅之后发生，不会发生在正当要进入非想非想的时候。你们可以参阅清净道论最后一章入一灭清定，里面有提到它是依据巴利文经典如中部的小空经等等。
Any question?
有问题吗？
OK, then we will continue question 11. King Ibasan, who is mentally abnormal, he assaults schizophrenia, has brain disease, stroke, and infective function of brain, and now practice this type of meditation. If they can practice, what are the things they should take care of?
精神心理有异常倾向、幻听分裂以及脑部有疾病者，如严重缺氧、中风、脑神经传导障碍这类的人， 能否修这禅法？如果能，要注意什么？
They can practice, but usually they cannot be successful because they cannot control thoroughly their mind in the right time. Here, right time means when concentration is strong and powerful. The yogi must maintain his concentration for many hours in many sittings. But usually it occurs that sometimes they can and sometimes they cannot control their mind on the gamatana object. This is a problem. If they can control successfully for many sittings in many days or in many months, can maintain their concentration, then they may be successful.
他们这种人能修行，但通常无法成就，因为在恰当的时候，他们无法控制自己的心。这里所指的恰当的时候，意味着当定力强而有力时，禅修者必须要能持续好几个小时、好几支香。但通常他们这种人在那时候却有时可以，有时不能控制他们的心，专注于业处所缘，这是一大问题。假使他们能成功控制心，用功许多支香、许多天、许多日，以及能维持他们的定力，那样的话他们可能也会成功。
There is one famous example, Bhattacharya. A husband and three children dined on the same day. Her parents and brothers also dined on that day. She became mad because of this sorrowful accident. She was going here and there without wearing any clothes on. One day she came to the Buddha who was preaching Dhamma in the meditation hall of Jetavana Monastery in Savatthi. Her Parami, which were fulfilled in previous lives, were also ready to produce their results. Due to this, majoring Paramis in the Metta and compassion of the Buddha, she can listen to the Dhamma respectfully taught by the Buddha.
有个很著名的例子，就是巴达扎利这个女人，她的先生和三个小孩在同一天死亡，双亲和兄弟也在当日死亡。因为发生这种悲惨的事情，她发疯了，她就裸体到处狂奔。有一天她来到佛所，那时候佛在萨瓦蒂吉达瓦纳寺院的禅堂，佛陀正在教授佛法，他过去多山所具足的波罗蜜也同时开花结果了。由于这些成熟的波罗蜜以及佛陀的慈悲，他非常恭敬地聆听佛陀的教诲。
Slowly her mind began quiet and she understood the meaning of the Dhamma. Very soon she began a sotapanna.She ordained as a bhikkhuni. She continued her meditation practice. She could maintain concentration and insight knowledge. One day, her meditation practice became matured. She became an arahant with 5 mundane sakbhava and 4 patisambhita jnana. Among the bhikkhunis who were learning the Vinaya teachings, she was the top.She emphasized on Vinaya Pitaka and thoroughly recited it by heart, together with commentary and understood fully the meaning of Vinaya discipline.
慢慢的，他的心安定下来，而且能了知佛法的义理。很快的，他就成为一位须陀恒，他就出家做比丘尼，依旧持续禅修。他能维持禅定和内观。有一天他的禅修成熟了，他成为具足五神通与四无碍智的阿罗汉。在学历的比丘尼众中，他是最好的。他深研戒律经典，并连注释也能诵读于心中，而且完全的通晓戒文的含义。
She had been fulfilling her barami from Bhadu Mudra Buddha's dispensation till Kasva Buddha's dispensation. Especially Kasva Buddha's dispensation, during Kasva Buddha's dispensation, she was the daughter of King Tigi. She practiced Kaumari Brahmacharya for 20,000 years. Kaumari Brahmacharya means observing the five precepts, especially abstaining from any sexual activity. That is, in the place of abstaining from sexual misconduct, abstaining from any sexual activity is observed. She trained the three trainings as a lay devotee for 20,000 years. These paramis were matured in this Gaurama Buddha's dispensation. So although she was met, later she was able to practice the three trainings well and began in Arhant.
他从巴杜穆达那佛到加瑟佛间已成就他的波罗蜜，特别是在加瑟佛时，在加瑟佛的时候，他是Kikki王的女儿，他修习不淫犯恨Kaumari Brahmacharya长达2万年，不淫犯恨就是受持五戒，特别是戒离正和性行为，也就是在不邪淫这条戒。 改为遵守不淫戒，他以优婆夷身份修习三学，长达2万年。这些波罗蜜在乔达摩佛寺时成熟了。虽然他精神异常，但后来他善修三学，而且证入阿罗汉。For
such person, when they practice meditation, Kalyana Mitra, good teachers, good friends, spiritual friends are necessary. Proper medicine and proper food can also support their ability. I have many experiences that they cannot maintain their concentration for a long time. Usually they are not successful. Some persons become mad in their last days. This is because their barami may be not enough or not matured yet.
对这样的人，当他们休息禅观时， 善友，也就是好的老师、好的朋友、好的道友是必要的。适当的药物和食物也能够支持他们的能力。我有很多经验知道，他们不能专注很久，通常他们不能成功。有些人后来在他们临终时变成精神异常，这也许是因为他们的波罗蜜不够，或者尚未成熟。
Any question?
有问题吗？ 是否能够改善他的症状， 就是他这种精神的症状？ So then, can his mental problem be improved?
Maybe improve a little bit, or maybe entirely improve.
可能可以改善一些， 或者间接的改善。
If he can maintain his concentration, if he can maintain his concentration practice and vipassana meditation practice, he can improve.
如果他能维持他的止观的休息的话，他可以改善他的状况。
But if he cannot maintain his concentration practice and vipassana meditation, then we cannot say he will be improved.
不过如果他无法维持他的止观禅修的话， 就很难说， 就不能说他能够改善他的状况。 So in this process, will there any side effect?